bloodthirsty cockfire.
Why does everyone of your generation...
Oh, cruel words, fair doctressa. Locking us away in a display cabinet labelled 50s man.
Why does everyone of your generation have to be so elaborate?
Can it be that words were the only things that weren't on the ration in our formative years?
Your parents were very nice to me and my then significant other years ago when we were all unknown, except for Adam. Are they still together, your parentals?
He inquired confidentially.
At the last count. So I'm innocent enough to believe.
Very together. And if my daughter wasn't here, I should make bold allusion to the erotic symphony which you and your dark lady conducted on our sitting room couch.
Sheridan tells me you cavilled at my psychoanalytic reading of Catullus. Forgive us if we talk well above your head, Adam.
I could remove myself tactfully.
Dubious. The slam of your doors is always audible for miles.
I don't know that I disagree about Catullus, but I do question your...
American-style reliance on a dated psychic schema. So one of your terse footnotes is reported to allege. That's S-C-H-E-M-A, Adam, if you're still with us.
Up yours with a hayrake, Master Ball.
Pleasures to come, Department. Dr. Morris and I might embarrass you with reference to the back entrance use of radishes in Roman erotic cookery and other arts, but we'll gallantly refrain.
How long are you in England, Bill?
I'm the same length here as I am elsewhere. A month. I'm working on Marshall and his underrated arts, then back to the City of Angels. They can't afford me here. Going west is the only way to go.
I'm supposed to be going myself any minute.
First class.
Only way to go.
Then you'll be there when I get back.
Unless I'm not.
Covers most cases, I think. Are you living in college? And may I call you Rachel?
I am.
Then I may call you Rachel. See you on Rodeo Drive, Adam, or preferably Westwood Boulevard. Exit unpursued, but never bearish.
The difference is always amazing.
Between cup and lip.
The man you read and the man you meet.
The man you read is often meatier. He thought you were very attractive.
Oh.
You couldn't tell?
A hawk from a handsaw? Of course I could tell.
He has quite a reputation, I promised, and a trail of ladies to prove it.
Or disprove it.
As I was leaving it to you to say. I shouldn't really go to Calif, but I have this awful feeling that I shall, because fool's gold is still the stuff to give the droops, I suppose.
Do you want me to say that you shouldn't go?
I was rather hoping you might plead with me, the tears and the wide eyes backed with excellent reasons why I should cast myself adrift from the good ship Lollyplop and do something worth doing. If I knew what that might be. What?
It's Mummy, isn't it?
Is it? What is?
That you're afraid of.
Probably. I hadn't noticed. You have, though. What do I fear?
Her knowing.
Well, she knows already. Knowing what?
How black you are, really. And how deep.
Deep and black. Can we keep it out of the papers, do you think?
Is Tom going to stay in England?
And he's more likely to tell you than tell me. Meanwhile, they're going to need somewhere to live. Why are you looking at me? Why are they?
Why do you always think people are?
I promise to go and see Sheridan. Are you coming?
I shall peel off like any tactful banana. He'd like to have a talk with you, I know that.
Because he didn't say so. Are you coming to this broadcast I'm doing?
Oh, do you mind terribly if I don't?
Just what your mother would say. You know me too well, I shan't mind at all. Only I shall probably drive back to London immediately afterwards, with the howls of the mob echoing in my ears. So, you're going to end up a fellow of the college I once climbed into, and still have the scars to prove it. Pulls up trouser leg, reveals the ugly hole in left calf.
End up isn't what's in my mind. I read start off.
I don't know who you're seeing or not seeing, and it's none of my business, still less of my pleasure. But don't let Bill Bourne be one of them, will you?
You must be joking.
So I must, so I trust.
He wasn't the basis of the character Patrick Clegg, by any chance, was he? In that teleplay you did about a Redbrick University? He was.
But he doesn't know it.
You made him rather attractive.
Meaning he isn't?
Meaning I bet he knows it was him.
As Adam walked across Chapel Court to Sheridan Rhys's rooms, he seemed once again to be the underprepared student who still hoped that a glib tongue would cover the gaps in his scholarship. Rhys had been a difficult man to please, though not impossible to amuse. He had been a clever grammar school boy from a school near Carlisle, from which no one had ever previously won a Cambridge scholarship.